We're back. It's been a minute.
No, it has.
Yeah, it has. We haven't been here in like, what, 2 weeks?
Three?
We've been here in 3 weeks. I mean, unless you're watching these episodes back to back, then it's only been like a minute. But like, but other than that, I mean, we're back. We out here podcasting. Hi, Mom.
No. You can't hear me waving.
Are you sure?
I think I'm sure, yeah.
Y'all go ahead and leave a comment if you heard him waving.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, we just watched the JJK episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, might as well just start because it's fresh right there, so.
Are you going to give a spoiler warning?
Yeah, I guess I should.
Right at the start of the episode, by the way.
What's that?
Right at the start of the episode, just straight into...
Right into spoiler territory. If you haven't seen, I guess, then... If you're not caught up on JJK, then spoiler warning.
Oh, my God. Already?
Yeah. It's just the beginning. It's just like a Jules episode all over again.
No.
Just all the spoilers. But yeah, I mean, what are we thinking about that episode, though?
Not too much happened. It was very slow, but set up for everything else that's going to happen.
Which I thought that was what the last episode was for. I thought that was like, I thought they were all moving into position. And then like, we were just following like Yuji's like team, like his squad at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But then they set up again, and now they're pushing in again.
Yeah, but I feel like if what I've heard about Shibuya is like right, then it's just gonna be a couple episodes of just chaos. So like we need setup episodes.
A nice calm. I mean, like they. Here's the spoiler part. I mean, they actually seal them. I didn't think they were gonna actually seal them.
You did it?
No,
I did.
Just because just Gojo being Gojo, I was like, nah, they're not just going to be able to put him in a Pokeball.
But like,
there's no way.
But, like, he's not just going to, like, 1v5, like, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wouldn't be a point of the arc if he did that. Like, it would just be GG, like, Gojo showed up, oh no. Like.
They really did set him up, though. They had him, like, trapped with all the civilians standing around, so then he just had
I mean, kind of, not really.
I mean, like, not that he... I mean, he did... I feel like he cared a bit to a point where, like, he didn't just, like, use kill his... yeah, like, he didn't kill him first. I mean, they're all just, like, zombie mode, like, brain dead right now, but...
Only temporarily.
Only temporarily, but still, I wonder... I can only imagine. I feel like they did that smart. Just flood the place full of people, so then... Yes, just run around him and stuff. Like, that wasn't really saving people, though, which was, like... Which, literally, who cares? But, like... But, yeah, I like that he wasn't actually, like, trying to save people. Like, I'm just thinking...
Because he knew it would just be a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I guess he did say that at one point. I think he said that. He's just like, they're just going to keep putting people in here if I just... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
There's not much you can do about it.
And, like, the people, like, they can't see the curses.
Some of them could.
Some of them could see him.
There was a scene where, like... One of the background characters was just like, what are those two people talking about?
I do remember
And
that,
then the guy beside him was like, you mean four? Like, that guy could just see all of them.
Yeah.
Just casually.
Just, casually just goaded sorcerer, just like untapped potential.
But I mean, it makes sense because like anybody can have a certain amount of cursed energy.
Which, I wonder like what decides that you just get more cursed energy, you know? Like, why does that guy get it, but the other guy doesn't?
Whatever, just how you're born.
That's what I'm...
Born with random amounts. Or, like,
you're just, like, spawning in with some of them. Like,
yeah.
I get, like, yeah, if you, like, the clan, yeah, okay, obviously you can have some boosted cursed energy stats. Mm-hmm. But, if, like, the normal people, like, what are they doing that they're just, like, oh, I can see cursed... Not that they know that they can even probably see cursed spirits, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that they're just, like, I need to see these things, and they... do something like some blood sacrifice or something, but no.
Some occult stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like what, can you just like eat a certain food and then like you just get more cursed energy? Like,
that's a question for Gege Akutami.
Yeah. I'm just like wondering like if some guy just eats enough. Oh, I guess not sushi though. He can't eat sushi or else it doesn't carry cursed energy, I guess.
Wait, what?
the sushi ingredients, because that's what Bunny Guy speaks in, because it doesn't carry
Yeah,
cursed.
you can eat all of those, but
You can't eat those because they won't give you any extra cursed energy, but go ahead, eat a banana though. That's totally fine.
for whatever reason.
Bananas have cursed energy, maybe.
That's canon, by the way.
Yeah, that's canon. Bananas have cursed energy. but I don't know. Yeah, no. As if they actually just sealed them and put them in a little Pokeball.
What are you gonna do about it?
And then what? Then the last episode, he just like it. The Pokeball like dropped on the ground and like is like
Keep
stuck
calling
there.
it a Pokeball, but it has a name, bro.
You saw it. It literally like closed them in like a
It's a
Pokeball.
cube. It's
I
not a
know.
circle. Bro.
If it was a circle, it would be doomed to be called a
What is
Pokeball.
the object that they used to seal Gojo called?
It's just a prism realm.
He actually watched
Out
the
of frame. Out of frame. It's a prism realm. Yeah,
Nice.
But Pokeball. But a Pokeball with
Okay.
eyes that can see everything. But like, okay, so like it fell. Not even like a breakdown of the episode almost. But it fell. Was that Gojo who like knocked it over and like, yeah, he did something? Okay. I assumed it had to be him.
Though they s explained that it was him.
Yeah, because like the cube is trying to process all that Gojo-ness
Yeah, it's just like from
in there.
season one when they showed his domain expansion against Jogo. How it like overloads your brain with like overloads all of your senses and your brain with like as much information as possible. So like the same thing is happening to the cube. So like
That poor cube.
yeah, the cube can't do anything.
The cube
Cube's just stuck.
just a vegetable for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's. I guess it worked. I mean, I was just like not giggling, but I was like looking at it, just like, yeah, of course it would be stuck in the ground. Yeah, it would be. Like, of course you can't
I
pick
mean,
it
it's
out, you
Gojo.
know?
It's
Yeah.
Gojo.
And then yeah, then Not Ghetto has to be like, well, I gotta sit here and watch it now, and yeah.
Not ghetto.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you actually know who it is?
Did they say its
No,
name
they
yet?
didn't
No,
say
they
it.
didn't
They
say
didn't
its
say it.
name
This
yet.
is some
No,
like spoiler stuff
it's yeah. Oh,
that I found out accidentally.
okay. I know what it is.
I don't know anything aside from their name, so
Okay. No, yeah,
yeah.
I know it's like just some blob inside dude's brain. So, or is it? It took place of his brain, didn't it?
It's just like a parasite, like taking over a host
Okay.
kind of thing.
Yeah, no. That was cool when he just like unsewed
Unscrew,
his.
yeah.
It just. You ever just casually just like unsew a
Every
forehead?
day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And of course that like holds the skull together too, because he like he pulled that thing back like it's a hat, and he just put it back on and just zoop 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 zoop. imagine just.
That was a surprising part of the episode too. I was like very confused by that.
Yeah,
'Cause I thought it
like
was just
yeah.
ghetto the entire time, like doing that. I was like, why does he even mark on his head now?
Yeah. I
And then
assume like, cause he got beat up in the movie,
Yeah, at the end
and
of
then
it.
sometime at that point, that's when Parasite took over his head. But then the girls weren't a fan of that though, the two
Yeah,
girls.
'cause they were using his body to
Yeah,
do
and they're
whatever.
just like, does he get it back?
Wait,
Do
did he
they
have
get it
the.
back
Does
kind of
that
thing?
mean. Okay, so in season one, that entire time he was being controlled. In the movie, he wasn't being controlled.
Yeah, the movie was actually him. Yeah,
Yeah,
the movie was actual
season one
Ghetto.
and two, like the Shibuya arc in season two, I mean,
Yeah.
is like not ghetto.
It's not Ghetto, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, huh.
It might be time to like go back and rewatch.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I think I say that like every time we talk about JJK. It's just like it's such a blur that I just like.
I mean, they pack a lot of stuff in.
Yeah, they do. I just remember watching it like with Arlene there, and I was just like, oh, this happens in this episode too. Like they just, I didn't. I think I definitely said that a couple times too. But they show like they talk about Yuta a lot, like in the first season, and that
Yeah,
was
they
like
do.
before we saw the
You
movie
don't
and
even know
stuff.
who he
Yeah, they
is.
showed him too, and I was just like, oh,
Yeah.
there. Me just being my Yuta stan as I usually am. But
Meanwhile, when you're actually watching season one, you're like, I don't fucking know who that
yeah,
guy
it's like they
is.
mentioned someone else though. They said Yuta, and then there's
Yeah, some
some other
other like
guy.
upperclassmen, yeah.
Yeah,
We don't
yeah.
even know, we still don't know who that
We don't know
is.
who that is.
Yeah.
But yeah,
You know, I
no.
mean, we might find out this arc, but he's not even on any of the teams. Like, he's just.
He's just some guy. He's just better.
Yeah.
It just sounds like he's better. Because what, Yuta's doing his own thing. He's still.
I don't even know what he's doing.
They said he was going overseas to train at one point.
To train for what?
I don't know. What do you have to train for? Like, what else do you need to train? You got some top tier training already if you just stay in the school, so. But he must be doing something. But I guess he'll show up and I'll be like, ah, that's what he was training for. Because he's going to be cracked, hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know if he shows up in this arc. Maybe.
Maybe. I would feel like if it's such like, if the word gets out that like Gojo's sealed, surely they're just going to have like the whole like Avengers Assemble thing. And then they're just going to pull up like all these guys to be like, yeah, we need to get Gojo back. And then like Yuta's going to be on there. Other random classmates.
Yeah, but like, how soon can they do that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess it's a matter of just how.
Plus, they'd have to beat all of the cursed spirits in the.
Yeah, and they can't text him because he can't text through the through the veil. Yeah, I wonder. I need to talk to what's the mangaka again?
Akutami.
Yeah, we don't know who they are, right? That's one of the, they're like, they keep like low key, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know who that is. Unfortunately. But, yeah, unfortunately. I wonder. I mean, I know exactly why. I imagine just like. Because I heard that I was watching a different listening to another podcast, and they were just talking about like just the new chapter of JJK is just like nuts. Oh, 236. People hate it. Yeah. Yep. But like, yeah, people hate it.
You like spoiled it already for yourself?
I didn't. I actually watched
it. It was like no context?
It was no context, yeah. It's just the podcast was like. He just didn't spoil it. He's just like, I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, they were going off about that for a bit. But yeah, they were just saying, I like, they just don't like it right now. It's just not good. But he says there's hope. Like, it's just kind of a bad moment. But it's not going to ruin the whole thing. Have you seen it?
I got spoiled on Twitter like a week ago.
Welcome to the spoiler game.
Yeah. I tried blocking the JJK hashtag because I saw on Twitter, like the day that the chapter dropped, everybody was like, if you like JJK and you only want to watch the anime, just block the hashtag. Like, don't even use Twitter. And I was like, oh, cool. So like, I blocked the hashtag. I blocked multiple hashtags, actually, just about JJK.
Yeah.
And then I was like, cool. Mine is clean, and then I scrolled for like 2 seconds, and it was just a picture of the spoiler, like no caption, just a picture of the spoiler, and I was just like, "Are you?"
That's
like, and then I saw it on Instagram like yesterday again, and I was just like, "Bro,
I don't see a lot of like."
Good, keep it that way.
Yeah, I don't see like JJK manga on my.
It's because of the stuff I Instagram. Like.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
like,
so.
Like JJK edits or something, they're gonna push JJK.
I see a lot of Boruto, like
good. Keep it mid.
I know. We always here's a Boruto time because we always talk about Boruto in the podcast.
Waste of time.
It looks pretty good now, but I mean, it looks good. I like the look of it. Like they had like their little time skip and skip, and Boruto has a lot of belts on and stuff.
Wow. Okay, now that's gonna get me to watch it.
Just the character design. I was like, he looks like a, looks like he just like left like a punk rock group type of vibe.
That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, just the belts got me. Just the two belts that are just chilling up there. I'm just like, why? Literally just why. but yeah, no, I'm still not gonna watch Boruto after seeing that. But I do wanna get to, cause I don't think they've revealed Sarada's Mangekyo yet, but.
How does she have a Mangekyo sharing?
I don't know. I saw a meme where it was just like Sasuke comes back and Sarada's just like, "Dad, look what I got." And then Sasuke's like, "Where's mom?"
She's gone.
But yeah, no. I heard that her like Mangekyo might just be a bunch of like healing abilities.
Like, that's a thing.
Because Sakura does a bunch of like healing stuff, right?
Oh,
yeah. So they're thinking if it's a cross of like Sakura with, like,
yeah, but that's different though.
Yeah, right.
Ocular jutsus are different from like.
Right. But like, techniques. You still like, cause what was it? They develop their powers based on like their Mangekyo powers based on.
Yeah, they can be unique.
Yeah, it's like unique to the person, right? To what the person needed to.
But I feel like it still falls within like the same like range. Like it doesn't really deviate from like,
right, which is
typically like offensive kind of.
Yeah. Well, see, I was watching a video and then like the guy was like theorizing that it's gonna be like a Matarasu, but it heals people.
Why would you do that?
Why would he just do the reverse of what it's supposed to do? Well, maybe she could, like, switch it, like, off and on.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she could have, like, an offensive Materazzi and make a defensive
Materazzi. No.
Because, yeah, I don't know. Good. No. We'll have to see. I mean, I don't know.
I'm a firm believer that Naruto should have just ended after Shippuden ended. Like,
It's like, did we need more besides, like,
I don't think we did.
Just give us like a minute of like one shot. Like, I'll watch like a season.
I think they did that actually.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, wait, I think they did. Yeah, they did. That was like the most recent thing.
Yeah,
that was like the most recent Naruto thing besides Boruto. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they pulled to see who would get like a one shot and Minato one.
Yeah, that's right. That definitely as they should, but yeah, no, let's get like a. Like more like a Jiraiya, like Naruto one shot. Like, I'll see a little more Jiraiya doing some Jiraiya stuff, mm-hmm. you know, not minus the missions, because we know he's been doing all those missions all the time. But his research, I mean, I'm sure we'd see a lot of that in there. But yeah, the Minato one would be good. But yeah, let's get like the whole like season on it at least to get like.
I just think Naruto should have ended where it ended, bro. Like,
okay,
because it's just like. It's with a lot of other things, like they're just trying to captivate like the new generation of audience, where they just like remake something. Just like, bro, just if you really want to watch it, just go watch the original. Plus they're remaking Naruto anyways in like higher quality, so it's just like you could just market it for the new people that want to watch it, like that haven't seen it before.
The only amount of like money that they could make if they just like remastered Naruto and then like re-release it, but like on like a like maybe in like a chunk, like a season chunks.
I think they might be doing.
Yeah,
like I think they did all of like the OG Naruto. Well, maybe not all of it yet, but
like a box set type thing. Imagine like a box set of Naruto.
I think that maybe is what they're doing. I know it's getting remastered, but I don't know how they're dropping it.
Well, I know what I want for Christmas. Okay. I need the Naruto box set, but like somehow get like a Naruto box set like minus the fillers.
I don't even know how much filler there is in Naruto.
I think a lot. I feel like it's like...
Yeah, I know. I've been told it's filler heavy, but I mean, like, when I watched it, it was when it was coming out, so I didn't really, like, know.
Yeah, of course. And you said you were, like, kind of skipping all over the place.
Yeah, I skipped. Yeah. I skipped a crap ton of stuff. Naruto, literally half the show I skipped.
Filler percentage.
But at the same time, I was also, like, keeping up with what was going on. I just wasn't watching it.
Yeah. Would you like to take a guess on the percentage?
How much filler?
Yeah.
75.
How 52. Much Naruto is filler?
52.
I think it's just doing the first Naruto.
So not Shippuden?
Yeah, not Shippuden.
The first Naruto, how much of it is filler?
Yeah.
52.
41.
41, okay.
41, yeah.
It's kind of close.
It's like, it's close. I feel like 41 is still like, that's 41% of your show that did not need to happen.
Yeah, but like you have to think about why it was happening too.
Money.
Or maybe the anime was catching up too fast.
Well, the manga was still going on.
I mean,
on
I don't know if that was happening for Naruto, but I know that was an issue for Bleach for the longest time.
Right, yeah. And we have that with Hunter x Hunter right now, pretty much. And I still haven't read, I know we were talking about that last episode. I actually haven't, not last episode, last episode or so. I haven't actually tried reading Hunter x Hunter yet.
You want me to pull it up right now? Fine.
Yeah.
We're pulling up Hunter x Hunter. I actually haven't seen any of the most recent chapters or whatever they've been putting out.
Butter chicken.
Hunter x Hunter, chapter 401.
Whoa. Who's that? Who that guy?
It's a character from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not reading all that.
That's cool. You just have to scroll, though, I guess.
I ain't reading all that. Why are the texts...
Wow, look how many words. Everyone's saying, like, a paragraph.
So many words. Look at this.
Is anybody breathing? Holy
God. Hey, look, it's Melody.
I was about to say, look, it's Mole Person.
Yeah.
Why are there so many words? I mean, I guess like go off for dialogue, I guess. But like that looks like those look like Bible verses.
I read manga for the pictures, not for the text.
I was trying.
To... What is all these words?
Yeah. Just do something.
I don't know how to read.
Yeah, imagine, just like reading a manga and you're just like, why am I doing this? I'm illiterate.
Still a good manga though.
I will get to it.
Eventually. One day.
Probably not. Just gonna have like a list of things that Zach said he's gonna
get to. Yeah, someone eventually. Should keep a tally.
Yeah, you know, the all of our diehard fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The all ones in South Korea
too. Oh yeah, shout out South Korea.
The individual viewer in South Korea. We know you exist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know you and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And stay safe, I guess. I don't know.
It's what?
I don't think they have a good
I don't know anything about South
Korea. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure either. I don't think they have a good like political.
I could not tell you.
Just political stand. No, I don't know. I can't think of what's the word. Situation, I guess. Just a good political situation. I don't know how good it is. I haven't been. I've even left this continent.
You haven't been to South Korea?
No. But North though was fire. Oh, that was great. That was a fun time. And
canceled.
Yeah.
Jail.
Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, right. I've not been to South Korea. No. Have you been to South Korea?
No.
No? Why not?
What do you mean why not?
Why have you been to South Korea?
I'm a broke college student, bro. What are you talking about?
Man, say no more. Say no more.
If only you just booked that one flight.
Yeah. Like that. This could be you right now. 5 a.m. Just book that flight. Shut up.
Yeah. Literally have school tomorrow. Yeah, I'm just gonna book that flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, but what were we saying?
Hunter x Hunter being a literal novel
instead manga. Yeah, yeah. It's a novel. It's actually just a novel. 100%. But yeah, no, JJK, what do you think's happening next episode?
I mean, what happened at the end of this one? Yuji met up with Nanami. What is that guy's name? The guy with the do-rag.
Got the dewy on.
The guy with the dewy.
Yeah. I don't know what that guy's name
is. I forgot his name already. I'm so sorry. He's so like ordinary that I'm just like.
I think I literally like he said words. I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah. Like he was in season one, and I was like, oh, he's cool. Like he's talking to Nanami, but like we haven't seen him do anything.
Was he the one with the? He has the weapons, or he just punches people? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I remember seeing a guy like in the movie, and he just like he put the. He got the shiesty on.
I think that was him.
Yeah, he pulled up with the shiesty. I can't remember if he was punching people or.
I feel like he was punching people.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I wonder.
I want to know his name now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta find out. His name is. The viewers are like, oh my god, how do you not know this character's name already?
Like, what, you don't know this guy? He just had like 5 lines in this newest episode. Be like, no, I don't know that guy. No. All I know is that he has a shiesty, and that's crazy.
Oh, I just stumbled across.
Spoilers.
Why does Yuji call Nanami Nanami?
Yeah, actually, I was wondering about that. He was like screaming that thing.
Oh, it's just because he wants to be cute.
That's it?
The cute way of saying Nanami.
He's just quirky like that?
He's just quirky like that.
Oh my gosh. yeah, who is that guy?
Nanami. Scared of typing in JJK into the
honestly just don't click images, you're chilling.
Or I could just pull up the episode. Nah, I'm too lazy.
Well, like either way, I'm sure there's some guy just yelling at us, his name is right there.
Yeah, his name should be pretty obvious because I've watched this episode twice now, but I just don't really care that much for that character.
Not yet. Maybe he does something cool, or he's just gonna
die. he seems like a character that like is cool, but will most likely just be written off. Like he'll just die to the
I'm going with that he's gonna die,
or he'll die to like the strongest enemy, so like, you know, Fushiguro and Yuji can like get away or something.
Yeah, he'll be like, yeah, I'll protect you. Mm-hmm. Go, just run. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm definitely calling it though that he's gonna die. 100%.
I hope he doesn't. He seems cool. Bro has the shiesty on.
Pulled up. Come with on. The shiesty.
He introduce himself? I swear he does. What?
Surely, like Nanami goes like, "Hey, you follow me," you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! He talks to him before he leaves. you hear that?
What?
Your mother.
Oh, my mother.
Your mother.
Don't bring my mother into this.
His name is Eno.
Like the Mind Chancellor.
Okay, bro. His name is Eno.
Eno, okay.
Well, that's easy to remember now.
Yeah, that's light. Well, goodbye, Eno. It was nice knowing you, I guess. I'm calling he's going to die. I'm calling it.
No, he better not.
I feel like
he's. See, just, I know his name now, so.
Yeah, no, I don't want. Yeah, I still want him to. I feel like he's going to die. What? I think he's going to die in some heroic way. He's
he better be, not. He better not.
Or he's going to be like, what if he like, what if he's like running? He's like, because they're going.
Why are you theorizing about his death? Leave him alone, bro. He's fine. No,
like, what if like Mahito and like the other cursed dudes are like running up to him and they just like turn a corner and like they just. And Mahito's just like, I'm just going to. And just kills him.
I don't think he'll die in like such a lame
way. No.
No. He'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, wait. So back on JJK, I guess. Like. So Mechamaru, he's not dead.
He is
dead. Recorded.
What message. Do you mean? You just watched the episode today.
But so it's a recorded message then. That's what you're saying.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But not a recorded message because he's literally telling them stuff that's about
just
to happen.
Just AI. He's just got like.
No, it's like, it's basically like remnants of his cursed energy.
Oh my god!
Like
this guy's
he
cracked.
Made it activate after Gojo was sealed.
This guy's nuts.
Yeah, he has. Like the largest like
cursed
energy reserves in the show. So.
Yeah, no, that's actually nuts. He's just like,
yeah. He was like, in case I die, guys, like I'm just gonna set these three things.
I was also like I was thinking like that, but then it kind of just reminded me of like, did you ever watch those DC movies, like the animated movies?
Yeah,
and it was like the Flashpoint one, and I don't know if you saw that one.
I did.
Yeah, and like. Or I think it happened before that, but it was in a different movie because they're all connected. Go to Cinematic Universe. But yeah, like Batman, or no, not Batman. Batman's dad shot Reverse Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And then like in that split second, he like slowed down his own death or something like that. So he's just been running around with a hole in his head. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I was just like thinking about something like that. He's just like, I thought for a second, like Mechamaru was doing something like that for a bit. Like, he just translated
his dead.
Last dying will. And,
he's quite literally dead.
He do be dead.
He literally said that
he put up a good fight, though. He put up a good
fight. He should have just ran.
He should have. No,
he should have just ran. They already thought he left, and then he came back to fight.
Yeah, honestly, like, he was good. Like,
but I mean, at the same time, like, the odds of you actually running away from, like, Geto and Mahito.
Like, I feel like they would have just had, like, some, I can sense his cursed energy. Yeah. He went that way. Be like, and then he just has to be cooking it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I would have ran, too. But how crazy was that fight, though?
It was good.
That was, like, 10 minutes of just, like, chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of, like, I was watching that scene where it was, like, specifically when Mechamaru fired, like, all those
beams.
The beams of whatever the heck, and Mahito's just, like, jumping through the trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, this definitely took a long time to do. Just that whole sequence would have been.
I think there is a part of that Mechamaru fight that is referencing like another really popular anime called Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
That was a crazy fight though.
Yeah, it was. Probably one of the best fights in JJK. And it was animated really well.
It was animated like super well. And like, the only thing like. Like, I know, like, they have to, but, like, when they, like, they dim the, like, the tint on the screen. I know, like, they just have to, and I was like,
I think
like,
it's called, like, ghosting.
Yeah. It was, like, there's a lot of ghosting on it, and then there was, like, they just, like, dim the screen as well.
Yeah, I don't like when they do
that. I don't like when they do that. Like, I know, like, they just have to, because I'm sure rules and...
I'm pretty sure it was because, like, there was some anime or something that, like...
Oh, the Pokemon thing.
What?
Did you hear about that?
What Pokemon?
There was an episode of Pokemon that causes people to have, like, seizures. You didn't hear about that?
I didn't know it was Pokemon. I knew it was something.
Gather around, kids. Story time. So it was like the episode. And, because you know Porygon, that Pokemon Porygon? It's like a...
Porygon?
Yeah, it's like the Pokemon Porygon's like the first, like, human-created Pokemon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is a weird little shape-looking Pokemon.
Is it like the... It looks like a duck,
kind of? Yeah, kind
of. Okay,
yeah. So
it's a polygon, pretty much?
Yeah. So, yeah, Porygon, polygon, yeah. And so they go into some computer or something in the episode.
Okay.
Yeah. And And then Team Rocket, I think. No. Team Rocket fires a missile. And then Pikachu zaps it. Or no, Porygon zaps it. But just like the screen, the whole
The screen
screen
couldn't handle it.
was just like blue, red, like just all the colors just
I
flash.
wonder if you could actually find that clip,
I'm sure you
though.
could find
I
it.
want to find it
I'm
now.
sure you could find it. But like the problem with that, the problem with that was like they aired it, right? And then whoever was watching it, like, you know, like 2,000 kids, right? That apparently the numbers are like,
No idea.
I think the numbers are close to like 2,000, I think. Yeah, 2,000 kids sent to the hospital instantly.
Jesus Christ,
And
bro.
then I might have my numbers wrong, but
Yeah, we can like play it on screen
yeah.
too. Just give the viewers some seizures, dude. I think this might just be like an explanation video.
Yeah, I think so. But the
I
main
just want to
problem was
see the
like they
clip.
aired it, right? And then like those initial kids who watched it, right? Like they, oh, it's right there. That's that one for
This one?
sure. Oh, Pikachu's absent. Yeah, look at the screen. Look.
Oh! What the hell?
Like what?
Why would you do that?
Isn't that bad?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, so you know, like the main problem with that was like the initial time they did it, all the kids got seizures and stuff, yeah. But then you know what they did? They reported on it on the news and they showed it on the news.
Again? No!
So just more people.
No!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So more people went to the hospital because they showed it on the
Oh my
news and like a
God.
wider amount of people saw
Why would you do that?
it.
Who let that slide?
Like, so that means like somehow in this news like broadcasting, they're just like in news today, Pokemon released an episode that gave kids seizures. Here
Place the clip. Make sure your kids watch this, by the
it is.
way.
Like what?
Yo, roll the clip, roll
yeah
the clip. Like,
Isn't that
oh
stupid?
my gosh.
So it got banned. It's that episode got banned, and there's another episode got banned because it was too close to 9/11, and there in this episode, like there's a giant tentacruel, and it was like knocking down buildings,
Oh my
and
God.
it was like right after 9/11,
Oh
so
my
they're like, yeah,
God.
no. I think those are the two episodes I heard got banned. I'm not sure what other episodes got banned. Can you think of any other anime episodes that?
That got banned.
Or is Pokemon just
I
really
feel like
unlucky?
when I started watching anime, like they already had like the ghosting thing in it. Because I remember this episode from Fate Stay Night, I think it is. Maybe like one of the diff just part of the Fate series. But like it was a very like well animated episode, but it was also like really colorful. And I just remember it being ghosted the entire time.
Dog.
You have a visitor.
Oreo.
Just came to stop by.
just came to visit.
Okay. I
um
can't wait until she knocks something over.
I know. No, she can get out, kind of. She just kind of muscles it open, but you know, we out here. What were you saying? I got distracted by Oreo.
The Fate series that I watched. I
yeah
think
yeah
that was
yeah
like the first series that I watched that actually had ghosting in it.
mm-hmm.
Or at least I think it's called ghosting. I'm not
I
sure.
think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like annoying because I just like when they dim the screen, I'm like,
The dimming part sucks. I don't like
But
that
I'm pretty
one.
sure it's also like when they release it on Blu-ray, like it's fine. There's no dim, there's no ghosting or whatever. I
Like I
think,
would,
don't quote me on that though.
yeah, and I would like specifically buy it. I mean, no, I wouldn't. I was like,
Yeah,
I'm
just
gonna
so you
buy it
can
on
see
Blu-ray.
one clip of
Yeah, no, I
non-ghosting, like it's
wouldn't.
not worth it.
No, it's definitely not worth. But like, I don't know. I feel like just having like a box set of just like certain things would be like pretty cool. I don't know, not a box set for. I mean, I know I said Naruto earlier, but is it ghosting?
Yeah, it is called ghosting.
Oh, nice. What else happened in the most recent episodes? What was your favorite part of those last couple episodes? Like what? I
Just
guess.
Gojo getting to see him actually like try
Yeah,
for
like he's
once.
actually going on. Oh yeah, he
Yeah.
just like he exercised tree, the little tree one.
Hanami?
Yeah, is it actually Hanami?
Yeah.
Why does the mangaka name all these characters so similarly? Nanami
Oh, Jogo and Gojo.
and
It's probably
Hanami. My
intentional, if anything, if I were to guess. Like how like the villains and heroes in JJK kind of have like opposite.
yeah, I guess they're kind of like a foil, I guess. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah.
Well, not necessarily a foil. I meant like visually speaking.
Yeah.
Like the heroes are portrayed in a very like not negative way, but like a lot of their imagery, like picture like Fushiguro when he actually like does his domain expansion for the first time, like he looks
Oh
psychotic
yeah, no, they're
versus like
definitely.
most of the scenes we see of Hanami and like what the fuck is his name?
Which one?
Hanami, Choso, and
Oh
Mahito, like
yeah.
they're just on a beach, like they're
Yeah,
just
they're just
playing.
chilling,
Like
yeah.
even the most recent episode, like they were just blowing bubbles,
Yeah,
like
they're just.
they're just portrayed like they're babies or something.
That's just wild to think about too, that they're like just people are, because like, wait, can't they see ghetto? So they would just like
What do you mean?
fine, like they like people can see
Oh
ghetto.
yeah, human beings,
They're,
yeah?
yeah, they were just fine with just some grown man
Just
talking to
talking at a
himself
playground, yeah?
at a playground. They were just totally fine with that. That's like the only thing I thought about when I was watching that episode. I was like, is no one concerned that this like oddly dressed man, because this is like common time too. It's not like
Have you seen that like Hasbulla meme?
no.
Do you know who Hasbulla
Oh
is?
yeah, I
Yeah,
know. I
there's
had
a
lunch with him
Hasbulla
yesterday.
meme. Okay. There's a Hasbulla meme where he's like eating and then
Okay.
he like stops and he's like, "What's
Oh
that?" Yeah, they
yeah, I
did
did see
that,
that.
but like
Okay.
when Ghetto was like in the playground, and I was just
Oh,
like
okay.
like if you were a
Yeah.
kid and you just hear this dude like talking in the playground to like
And like I can't remember
God knows
exactly what they were
what.
talking about, but surely they were talking about they're gonna kill some people,
Yeah,
surely.
they
They
were
were
talking
just
about beating Gojo.
like,
Like
oh, I can't wait to kill this guy. And then all the kids are just like, yeah, this is
Yeah,
usual.
they were
Yeah, this
like,
is fine.
or Ghetto was like, "Yeah, you have to like make sure he's surrounded by people so he can't kill them, or like we
And
have to kill them." And I'm like, "What?"
that's the other one too, like when they were in the subway there, then Jogo?
Jogo, yeah.
Yeah. Jogo, I'm getting good at this. Jogo
Nice.
was just like lighting people on fire. I thought that was
He
crazy.
was.
Like then that means like just stand next to Buddy and then it's just like
Flames.
yeah, it's just like Fire Force all over again.
Spontaneous human combustion. Okay, or.
See? I knew she could do it. It's just like Fire Force, you'd just be hanging. I mean, they definitely had a rough time already. They just got sucked into a subway and then then some people just start getting lit on fire.
I saw, what is it?
Oh yeah, she just muscled it off the.
The track. I saw, what was I even trying to say? Oh, it was like a TikTok
Yeah.
about how like Gojo was fighting Hanami versus how he typically fights Jogo. And like if you think back to season one, when Gojo fought Jogo, like he was being like all like playful. He's like, "Here, touch my hand, here." And then they were like, he like let Jogo like actually like touch him. And then what is it? Versus when Gojo fights Hanami, it's just like he's trying to kill
He
or
doesn't
like
like
straight up. Like when he fought
Hanami.
Hanami, well, we didn't fight him, but like
It was
when
not
he
a fight.
fought the first time during like the exchange event. When he fought Hanami the first time at the exchange event, and he literally unleashed like
This
one
purple.
of his most powerful techniques, no delay whatsoever.
No.
And then, spoilers, by the way, I feel like we already said that.
For the first season of
For the second
JJK?
season, for the second season, because
Gotcha.
I was about
Okay,
to
okay.
say it. But like for season two, where he's fighting Jogo in like the subway, and he's just being like all playful, like he's enjoying the fact that he's gonna kill Jogo, and he's like, I think when he like ripped off Jogo's arm, he was like, he grabbed it all nice. He was like, "Yeet!"
That was
Versus when
clean,
he was
yeah.
fighting Hanami, he's just like brutally murdering her with his cursed energy
Yeah, he does
against
not
the
like Hanami.
wall,
He does not like
against the
Hanami.
wall.
I
And they
don't
were like,
know
"Stop!" And he was like, "No."
why he did that. No. And they all just watched it. They're just like, no, don't do it. He's like.
Yeah, there was another funny meme that I saw. It was just like what the people who were trapped in the subway saw when Gojo was doing that. He was just standing against the wall, and then next thing you know, it's boom, and then there's a
Yeah.
hole in the wall.
Like, I know they were concerned. I guess that'd be such like a nightmare to animate them like all like physically
Running
like
around,
panicking and
yeah.
stuff. Like, but I would be panicking. Like
I don't
I
know what I'd
would
be doing. I'd probably just be dead at that
like
point, but.
if you just like weren't one of the lucky few that got like got their head shot off by the blood or got a
That was
vine through your
lethal.
chest or got
Yeah.
exploded, I would be like
Or
just
transfigured into a.
yeah, we're transfigured
I feel like that'd
like
be the worst out of all the options.
Yeah, because they can, like, because they're still, like, aware.
Yeah,
like, they're still like, in their head.
You literally beg people to kill you.
Yeah, like, that's, yeah, that one's weird. But, like, yeah, if you're not one of those guys, like, I would just be running around. But I feel like they're so, like, casual. Everyone's just like, oh, they're like, whoa, this guy's over there now.
Yeah.
Whoa,
wait. This guy's stepping on our heads.
Yeah. So cool, like, right? They were so calm. I was like, this is not normal. Like, but yeah, no, anyway. That was, like, your favorite part, though? Like,
yeah, just getting to actually see Gojo, like, do stuff rather than be like, oh, I'm the strongest, and then not really have to do anything.
But he's actually, like, properly struggling for once, too.
For
like,
once.
Man, because what was he doing? Oh, no, it's when he activated his domain.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, did all that damage in, like, point whatever second, and he was zooming.
Literally just,
he was running. He did the Naruto run, and he was going. Yeah, that was my favorite part. Just, like,
I love that too.
Just his, like, quick thinking of, like, I gotta do it. And then he just doesn't. And he just
activates his technique for, like, 0.002 seconds or something.
And just starts running. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was going.
He could have killed everyone else if they didn't have prison round too.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Realistically. No,
yeah, definitely.
You could have just won it right there. Like, that would have been Shibuya just over.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Like, if there was no plan to seal Gojo, GG.
Like, if you were Gojo in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
How would you play that fight if you were Gojo?
How would I play that? I don't know. How would I play that fight?
Like, just knowing that you're Gojo and you can do whatever the
heck. If I could do whatever I wanted.
Like, yeah. Like,
I probably would have done the same thing. Maybe care less about the civilians. Like, I don't know.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, like, if they're trapped in a literal, like, veil and you can't do anything.
Especially, like, I mean, not that he doesn't have beef with, like, Ghetto, but it's like, mm-hmm. if he knows that Ghetto's behind it, surely he knew that. He must know Ghetto's behind all that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, like, I would have been like, okay, I just need to find Ghetto, and I'm good.
Yeah, but you didn't know about, like, this being sealed, though.
Yeah. Well, I know, yeah. Obviously, he didn't walk into it. He's like, oh, you're going to try to seal me today. Walking into the subway. But, like surely, I know we put that together, that, like, Ghetto's behind all this.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of more civilians would have been lost if I was in Gojo's spot, but I know that's the whole point.
But even then, that doesn't, like, guarantee you victory. Or
no, yeah, exactly. I don't know. Yeah, but he was just zooming. That one part, he was just zooming. I was like,
I like the, like, silence and narration, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just hard.
It was yeah, hard. All that was good. Go off, Mappa employees, those poor souls.
I've never seen their family since the last, like, 5 years.
No, honestly. I mean, they're doing good work, though. I mean, they're, they're good workers, I mean, but... what else are you telling me about? You're telling me about the Demon Slayer ripoff.
Kagurabachi?
Yeah.
I think there's only, like, one volume of it out, and people are saying it's, like, the best. Like, the main character is, like, stronger than everybody. That's, like, the running meme now. Yeah, they're, like, Luffy, Ichigo, Naruto, and Boruto. That guy's stronger than all of them. And
that's crazy.
There's only one out.
See, the problem that I have, like, just on a daily, well, at least weekly anyway, is, like, when I'm listening to, like, the other anime podcast, it's just, like, me not trying to take all of their stuff, because, like, they go into, like, because they're smart dudes. So it's just, like, me not trying to get, like, not trying to take their stuff, but, like, they just, it's inspiring. But, yeah, they talked a lot about that in the one episode, and, like, it sounds pretty good. Like, I'm sold.
I haven't actually, like, looked into what it is. I've just heard people be like, oh, this is just, like, Demon Slayer, which was on Twitter. And you know how people are on Twitter. They're wrong 99% of the time.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like, I don't know if you've seen the One Piece live-action movie.
No. Wait, live-action movie?
Oh, sorry, it's not a movie. It's, like, it's a season.
Let me put out season, like, one. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, actually.
So, like, I like how we're just switching topics now. Anyways, fuck Kagurabachi. I don't care. But season one, I haven't seen all of it of the One Piece live action. I saw the first episode.
Yeah.
And within the first 5 seconds of it, I knew it was good.
Yeah.
I knew it was good.
Like, it's just like...
Like, just the way that, like, they started it was just...
As in, like nostalgia hit type thing? Like, it was similar to the anime?
It was just a perfect introduction
to
One Piece, like, immediately. And as it went on, I was just like, this is so good. Like, I've only seen one episode, by the way, and it's just...
Yeah.
And well, it's like from when you watch it from the perspective of like, oh, you've seen or you're caught up on One Piece and you know everything. There's like so many little like tidbits that they like sprinkled in there that you're like,
okay, you're like, yeah, you did do it. Yeah, I mean, you would only hope. Like, I mean, with like, like imagine like taking on like that task of like,
it's a crazy task.
Yeah, like first of all, like, hearing that's a thing, right? And then like maybe like Netflix calls you up and be like, hey, we have this project. Are you going to do it?
Bro,
that's I'd be sweating.
Yeah, that's a crazy task.
Like, I would be sweating. But, like, it's good, though. Like, it's amazing. We were talking about when we had our the Rouge Rule episode there. And, like, we didn't even see it yet. But also, like, just came out at that point.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah, you know, it's still fresh. Still is kind of fresh.
Yeah, no, but I heard it got season two. Like, season two's coming. And, like,
it's going to be insane.
But, like, how are they going to... They can't keep making seasons.
Yeah, they can. What's stopping them?
But how many... They're going to have like, a million seasons.
Not really.
No? Because, like, how far... Do you know how far they get in the show?
Season
I know you're on episode one, but I don't know if you heard.
Season one...
I guess, do you know how far it goes in
the... I would say it covers maybe the first, like, 50 episodes.
Like, just the first season?
The first season, yeah. But, like, there's stuff that they can skip.
Yeah.
If they really want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of the, like... There's, like, a good chunk of the show just being... Well, not a good chunk, but, like, a decent amount. It's just them, like, chilling on the boat, which we can get anyways, so...
Yeah, I could watch Pirates of the Caribbean for that one.
Okay. But no. I mean... I don't know how many seasons it would take, but I don't care. I would watch all of it.
Oh, yeah,
if it's,
sure.
Like, if they keep the quality up...
Yeah.
And instead of just, like, pumping it out, like, they release it over time, I'm in.
I know, like, the only concern that I just read about was, like, just the actors aging.
Because,
like... You know, if you do, if they did a season a year, they're not going to. But if they did a season a year,
eventually they
would have to age out. If they're only doing like somewhat close to 50 episodes, and if they skip some things,
50 episodes is just my
just estimate. But like, yeah, like surely they're gonna not that they're gonna get old, but like I'm sure they'll still figure it out. But like
AI.
No, that's the whole point about the actors. Like the
yeah, but that can be used like properly now
instead
of just replacing actors.
Hey, it's done though. It's all they came to an agreement.
Yeah, they did actually. Yeah.
Woohoo! Now we can get like movies back in the
theaters. Yeah, I'll actually see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse within my lifetime. Let's go. But yeah, no, they can definitely use like anti-aging technology has been a thing, like when they used it on Nick Fury in the Captain Marvel movie. Like they could just do that.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was funny. Because I was chilling with my girlfriend there, and then we met up with her mom, and she just brought it up. She's like, "Yeah, I'm watching One Piece," and we're like, "What?
Let's go!"
Yeah, we're like, "Yeah, me and my girlfriend are just like, we haven't even seen
One Piece. It's so good. It's so good."
Yeah, no, she said she loves it.
Oh my, it's so. I've only seen the first episode, but like, it's so good because it like, I feel like when you tell someone to watch One Piece, they're like, I'm not watching 1,000 episodes, bro. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
If you get them on the live action, they're sold. Like,
100%.
Easily.
Because then they're going to finish the first season.
Especially, like, if they've seen anime before.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will just sell them even more. Because it's like, oh, it's live action. Mm-hmm. Like, I can watch it in English. Like, it makes sense. So good. It's so good. I would urge everybody to watch
it. Yeah, of course. Well, like, because I saw it's Netflix's most popular show. It beat up Stranger Things.
Easily.
And I'm just thinking, like, this is, like, almost, like, the beginning of, like, a new wave of anime watchers. Like, that's a lot of people.
We already had, like, another wave, like, during the pandemic where everyone was, like...
That's when I started, pretty much. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. But then we have a new one with...
Mm-hmm.
With One Piece live action. Yeah, just with this One Piece live action.
Broke the live action curse, man. Holy.
Yeah, honestly.
Props
to
everybody that worked on it. That was crazy.
We should get some of them on the show. We'll get any of those guys.
Talking.
Yeah, now we're talking. No, we need King Vader first, and then we'll get the rest of them on the show.
Well, King Vader, please come show up in my basement.
Yeah,
please.
King Vader.
Okay. You want to DM him on Instagram?
I will DM him. I'm going to send him the link to this podcast and be like, hey. I still have the box on my face, but hey, you want to be in our super cool podcast?
Yeah, the box. Let's wait to get rid of the box first.
Yeah, okay. True. Yeah. Good point.
A little bit more professional.
I think, like, we get rid of the box, just get a big old green screen right here.
Oh, a green screen would be nice.
That would be cool. You don't even need a green screen now.
You just need a green blanket, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, like, bother getting a green screen. But where am I going to find a green blanket, though?
Just go to Fabricland. You just it doesn't get a have to be a blanket, it just needs
that's
to
such a I feel like that's such like a life hack. Just but I mean I'm kind of curious on how much just a big sheet of fabric would cost.
Depends on the material.
Yeah, because it just needs to be green. It's just,
Yeah.
and I wonder.
You could probably thrift it if you really wanted to.
Yeah, but I mean, who's throwing away their massive
You'd
size
be
green
surprised what
blanket?
people throw away.
Yeah, I guess so. There's like just some guy just threw away his dreams. He's like, I don't need this. I'm not a streamer anymore. And then he chucked away
I'm
his
not a
thing.
streamer
He
anymore.
realized just like not making the money he
I want to be
wanted.
a real boy.
I'm gonna go do a real people job. Yeah. But
Nah, One Piece live action, goated.
goated
I'm
live
so tempted to watch all of it, but I'm
action.
watching it with Alice right now,
Oh,
so
okay, so you're waiting.
I
Okay, I
can't get
got you.
ahead.
Yeah, you
I
gotta keep up
want
the
to
pace.
so bad.
Nah, I feel
So
that.
it's so good.
That's
It's
why, like,
so
it's
good.
actually funny that you say that too, because like when I was watching, like I was rewatching Hunter Hunter with Arlene and stuff, and like of course I've seen it, but she hasn't seen it, so we were watching it, and I was like. And she went to go do something, and I was like, I just want to get through this part. It was
Yeah.
the Battle Tower. Yeah, we're
Where
watching
Nen is
that.
explained and
Yeah,
everything,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. That's where I started, yeah, watching it from, because I really just wanted a refresher on Nen at that point. And then I just went from there.
Yeah,
But,
good luck understanding Nen. Good
yeah.
luck.
But yeah, we're doing that with Death Note. We started watching Death Note.
How close are you to being done?
We are
Far.
at episode 26.
So you got like 11 episodes left, maybe
11
10.
episodes left, and yeah, I keep like the whole thing, like the whole thing while I was watching Death Note, also goated. Like, it's really, it's so good, first of all. I mean, now I feel like I have to give a review on Death Note, but I feel like a lot of people have seen Death Note, because,
Yeah,
like,
it's fairly
yeah,
old.
so many people have been telling me, oh, you haven't seen Death Note and stuff. And I was like, you have seen Death Note? That's crazy. I didn't even know that they watched Death Note like
Death
that.
Mode is like the OG,
It is,
kind
yeah,
of
it's
like you have to
so,
have seen it.
yeah, not definitely, but it's so smart.
Yeah.
It is easily one of the smarter written animes that I've watched,
Very
definitely.
intellectual
It's
anime.
very intellectual, and like at the same time, like I was like with, like what was it? As Light was like kind of fighting L in the beginning, as he's like just
Trying to
like
outwit
dancing
him.
around him and stuff, yeah,
Yeah.
outwit him, and I was just like, I know what I would do in this case, and then like he actually did it, pretty much what I
Oh,
was
yeah.
predicting, and I was just like, ah. The Pikachu meme. But yeah, no, it's such a smart anime. I was like watching like the first couple episodes. I feel like, what was it, when they joined up, and I guess when Light gave up the Death Note.
Yeah, that really threw me for a
Yeah,
loop.
I think all that stuff like after that, I'm not a huge fan of. Like, I really
Like when
liked.
he's like, when he doesn't have his memory.
Yeah,
Spoilers.
spoilers for Death Note. Yeah, when did Death Note come out? I think it's what, mid 2000?
The anime or the manga?
Anime.
When did the Death Note anime come out? 2003. Oh,
Oh,
wait, wait,
okay.
wait.
It's
In
early.
Serialized in Shueisha, 2003 to 2006.
Thousand six.
2006 to 2008.
Wow. Oh yeah, so mid, okay. But
Yeah, you've had 17 years to watch it.
yeah. So like, yeah, I guess like, so spoiler. But when Light gave up the Death Note, I really liked when he was like, when he had the Death Note in his
Arlene
possession.
can't watch this now.
Why? No, she, we're caught up. We're
Okay, never
watching it
mind,
together. That's
never
why I brought
mind.
it up, because we're watching it together.
Okay.
Yeah, we're watching it together. Like, we've been keeping up with it. We were flying through it at one point. We
Yeah,
were.
because it's short.
It's so short, but yeah, we were like zooming, and we were just like zooming anyway. But we,
Literally me with My Hero, but continue.
yeah, like we were like cruising through it at one point. We're like, oh, episode 15 already.
Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
okay. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's good. But yeah, I think I liked it better when Light had his like Death Note memories. Just because I like the whole like that tension of like,
Will he catch?
yeah, like
Yeah.
he's right next to you,
Is
dude.
L
Like,
gonna catch
he's.
him first, or is Light gonna
That was
kill
crazy. I think when they introduced Misa, I was just like, let's go, he's got it. I was so much on Light's team.
It's sold, yeah.
Yeah, I was
Because
like,
Miso is actually like helpful with it
oh yeah,
too.
she's a weapon. I
Yeah.
was like, yeah, as soon as like there's, no, that's what it was too. I guess like when they first revealed her too, because it was that they were rushing to the newsroom or something, and then like guys were just dropping. I was just like,
It's
he
over.
took the deal. I thought like it was Light. I thought he took the deal, and then it was Misa. I was just like.
No.
I was like, this is nuts. We didn't even know it was Misa exactly yet, but we knew it was someone else, and I was just like,
This is crazy.
this goes crazy. I was actually like, It was like one of those I sat up moment. I was just like, no lights way. Just dropping, guys. How is he doing this? He took the deal. Then it wasn't him. I was like, oh. But yeah, no, then that was such a weapon. And then just for what, like 4 episodes later, then she's not useless, but useless. Like, because I was like, that's it. All they have to do is just Light goes, plays tennis with Al. Mm-hmm. Misa's over there in the bush, scopes him out.
Finds out his name.
GG. But that's what I kept saying, like, that's what Arlene kept making jokes about it, because like, I kept saying that, like, every time we'd watch an episode, and it was just like, oh, L figured something else out. This anime is going to be over in like 2 episodes. Like, mm-hmm. What? No. And then it like kept going. I was just like, oh, it's still going.
So you're still at the part where Light doesn't have his memories?
Yeah, I'm still at the part where he doesn't have his memories. They just captured the business guy, Kira.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the guy who's Kira in the business. They just captured that guy, and then that's where he stopped it at the moment.
Do you think Light's going to get his memories back?
See, my plan with that is that I know Light's smart. Yeah, I know Light's just built different. And like,
Is he?
I think he's built different because like I was literally sitting there like watching. I was just like, nah, this is all part of Light's plan.
See, I think Light is smart, but like he does some pretty stupid things at times. Like not like overall stupid or stupid enough to like sabotage his plans.
Yeah.
Like he just does some stupid shit.
I like when he throws a little temper tantrum.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, because he can't do anything about it. He's just like, that's L. I need to kill him, but I can't kill him because I don't know his name.
Yeah, and he's and right he's there.
Just, yeah, he's like having a little temper tantrum. I love that.
Mm-hmm. No, but I love in Death Note when they have like the, like you get to know what they're thinking and they're doing like the mental cutaways. I'm just like.
With the hair color
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, you're like having like an intellectual battle, but you're 2 inches away from each other.
Just like. I love that. No,
I was like yeah. I'm like 5% sure it's him.
That's nuts too. I feel like, okay, that's one thing. That's like I have a couple predictions just for the whole anime itself. I was thinking like, I think L figured out it was Light like ASAP, like pretty quick.
How?
Just because L's built different too. But
yeah, but you still need to reason.
Okay, but then I was like, I was like saying that, and I was like, okay, but why? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, then there's a second Kira. I think it was like around the second Kira is when like Ella figured out that Light is Kira, right? But then since there's a second Kira, he's like, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to get both Kiras in one swoop. So then he's like, yo, Light, come with me, and then we'll get the second Kira, and then he'll just be like, then they can work together to get the second Kira, and then Light, and then Ella's just going to be like, all right, nah, I got you too. Which I guess he kind of did end up doing that a little bit, but it was more like, it was more like Light's plan.
When he was in jail?
Yeah. Which I guess like it kind of, like he did get both Kiras at one point. He did do it. Mission accomplished. Like he got him. but the anime kept going. It just kept going.
Because it's not over yet.
No, it's not over. I know, that's like the only thing I was just like, I know it's not going to be over in 2 episodes, but it really should be. But it's not. I know it's not. But I'm glad it's not though, because it's still going. But
yeah, Death Note's good like that.
No, I really like Death Note a lot. What was my other little prediction? As someone who like already watched Death Note, just like, oh yeah, you think so? But but yeah, no, that's still my prediction at this very point in time. I think L suspected Light for like a good reason, and like he knew about him for like a long time. Like I think he's he's very confident that Light was Kira. But of course, just that little battle they were doing, so he can't actually has no real evidence and blah blah blah.
Especially after he lost his memories. But
yeah, don't say anything. But how close is my prediction that?
What do you mean, don't say anything?
Because I don't want you to be like, oh, that might.
Oh, it's 100% accurate. I don't know.
So my prediction.
Figure it out yourself.
Yeah, watch the show. I'll get there. But like my prediction is like, so Light. Wait, what was it? I should have wrote this down too when I had the chance. Mm-hmm. But okay, so. There's Rem's Death Note, and there's his Death Note, Ryuk's Death Note. I think that Light told Rem to go leave Misa and go give the Death Note off to the business guy, Kira's, just so that L can focus his energy on getting like that Kira instead, right? Well, they figured out it's a third Kira, but... I think Light sent Rem over there so that they can focus on that Kira, right? Then they wipe both their memories. And then it did kind of work as planned, because I was like, Misa just has to touch the Death Note page. Because I thought, I just had a feeling she was somehow going to get to that Death Note. And then she gets some of her memory back. And then with that, she'd somehow get Ryuk to come back and then give Light the Death Note. And then Light would have his memories back and his powers back. But at that point, then L would be like, oh, I'm not suspicious of you anymore. I don't even care. And then he just wins.
That's your theory?
That's my theory. Is that
you it's want me to tell you how accurate it is?
No.
I don't remember because I watched the anime like 4 years
okay. ago. Okay, I'm gonna say no. Don't tell me how accurate I am. Because mm-hmm. I will get there. But I think that this whole thing is Light's plan. I think Light was just like, Rem, do this, do that, do this. And it was part of the plan, Light's plan, to give Misa her Death Note powers first. Memory powers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Misa gets her powers first, and then somehow they get Light's powers afterwards, but it has to be like totally coast is clear so that L is like off of him and they're not chained to each other no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the anime.
Yeah, okay. But so we'll hold on to that though. We'll see. I'm gonna come back to this episode and be like,
next episode, you're gonna give us your final opinion on Death Note and we'll see if you're right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's why I brought that up, because we're watching that. Me and Arlene are watching that together too. And yeah, I would like to watch more of it, but I have to wait for her anyway. Except one episode. We made a deal at one point. We were able to watch two episodes ahead, but we had to stop at two episodes separately. I mean, but
that would suck. I'm too bad for that. If someone let me do that, I just watch.
I know, it's so tempting. I was like, I did those two episodes, and I was just like,
I'm not gonna stop you.
It's just like, no, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
It's too tempting.
What is it? So has Alice seen One Piece? Like the
One Piece?
Not the live action, but the...
She watched the first episode of the live action with me. She's seen the anime up until close to the end of Alabasta, which is like 190.
Okay, so she's...
I think, I don't really know if it's 190, but like up there. Like, it's like at least 170.
It's like pretty decently in that. Yeah? Okay.
You're a tenth of the way there.
Yeah. That is wild. How is the... How is the anime going?
One Piece? I haven't actually watched it in a while.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm like...
You're like caught up, like you're a couple
episodes behind, I'm like six
behind,
episodes
behind. Oh, six behind. Okay, yeah. Okay. What was the last thing that you saw then? Spoilers.
Luffy, spoilers. it was just a fight. I don't want to spoil it.
Fair.
But it was like a big fight. It wasn't over when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. I think it just ended in the last episode that came out. Mm-hmm. But like, it was a very well animated fight. Mm. A lot of the fights recently have been like super animated. Or super well animated.
You'd hope so. You'd hope it would be animated. I really hope it would be animated.
Are you sure?
Just like not like the slideshows, like
it's One Punch Man
season two.
Have you seen the One Punch Man manga and how well it's like drawn?
No.
If you took like still, like if you took a screenshot of each panel on the page and you like made it like a PowerPoint slide, it would be perfect.
Yeah,
like it would literally be an anime. It's just like
super detailed.
It's extremely detailed to the point where like you can tell what's going on, like every single. So you remember in like season one, where like I forget his name, like Supersonic Speed of Sound or whatever, is like jumping and bouncing everywhere inside. Someone like bites his sword or whatever. When they drew that in the manga, if you like I said, like if you made like a little PowerPoint slideshow, you could perfectly tell like where Supersonic was like
bouncing. Cool.
Yeah. And like that's it rotates around Saitama, you can get like a perspective. Ooh. It's crazy. I need to find like a video, but like
Actually crazy. Yeah. The One Punch Man, One Punch Man season two, just the slideshow of it.
I still enjoyed it just because of like what the story was.
Oh, exactly.
Like Garo just going absolutely mad.
Yeah, it's like King doing his King stuff and
One Punch Man.
Manga?
Manga animation. Maybe?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm seeing some stuff that I'm not supposed to be seeing right now. Hey, what is that title?
One Punch Man versus God.
Okay.
That would be the final fight, wouldn't it?
Christians are punching the air.
Yeah. Christians are like, no, this can't happen. I know what happens.
Oh, yeah, I think I know. Why is my laptop like this? It's not responding.
Talk to it nice.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. There we go.
That's cool. I mean, like, the amount of time you must have, I guess. But, like, I guess if you like what you're doing, I mean, why not? Mm-hmm. But
it's super detailed.
Like, yeah, clearly the mangaka is just like, yeah, I got time.
I'm pretty sure, or I'm not sure, but I've heard that, like, it helps just with animation since everything is so fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'd already know what it's going to look like already.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, also, I'm never looking up anything JJK related.
No, don't even bother. It's probably too heat right now, too. Just from what I've heard about the newest part here, it sounds like it's way too heat.
Manga panel transitions. Is there anything else you're watching aside from Death Note?
Nothing at the moment. We're not really watching. We're watching Death Note. Still twisting arm to watch Attack on Titan.
Bruh.
Because you know we're almost there. She's almost caught up.
How close?
Hey, that comes out this month.
Does it? Oh yeah, it's October.
Already. That's crazy. It's October. Happy October. It's October 1st. So I mean, you know, happy October. It's David's birthday.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David. Happy birthday, Raven. I can't swim. Okay. But yeah, we need to get like a countdown for Attack on Titan. I'm sure that's already a thing somewhere.
Was it the 19th?
Is it? That's so soon.
3 weeks away. Oh, not even 2 weeks. Sometime this week.
Should we do a prediction for what's going to happen?
No, I want it to be a complete surprise.
Can I
share? Is this the final?
Wait, that's it. This is it.
This is it?
Yeah, this episode coming out.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know. I want to experience it firsthand.
I just want, if you just had a prediction, and we can come
everybody
back to this
dies.
And be like, everybody. Like Rogue One style?
Yeah.
Have you seen Rogue
died.
One?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I guess spoilers for Star Wars Rogue One, but I mean, like.
Oh.
I know, we're going to Star Wars, but see, look, I knew we talked about Star Wars. That's why I kept the poster.
I hate Star Wars.
You love Star Wars.
I hate Star Wars.
You can't say you hate Star Wars.
Continue.
No, I was like, I was watching Rogue One, and my mom was actually watching. She liked Rogue One a lot, actually. I was surprised because she doesn't really watch, like, Star Wars movies like that, you know? But yeah. She was actually, like, super into Rogue One. And, like, at the end of Rogue One, because it's all, like, you know about, like, the big Death Star, the big laser ball that flies in space,
It kills all of the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, in the fourth movie, the first one, they had, like, literally this whole movie was just born from, like, this one line from, like, the movie that came out how many X years ago?
The Rebel Forces. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
the
they
Death
go,
Star.
Like, we got these plans from one of our troops that there's a stupid exhaust port that you could shoot and it'll explode the Death Star. And, like, that little line just, like, made, like, a whole movie. But, like, at the end, like, they're, like, transferring the plans all, like, it's, like, super stressful and stuff because, like, of course, in Star Wars, they have to worry about, like, loading times, like, uploading speeds
and
stuff.
Yeah, they can travel through space at light speed, but they can't send
they were,
data.
Like, they're copying the schematics to the Death Planet. Mm-hmm. To the Death Planet.
To the Death Planet.
To the Death Star. So it was the whole thing super stressful. But then they fire it, and they literally just nuke this whole planet, and like all the characters, like they all die pretty much.
Mm.
And my mom
nobody survived.
Nobody.
That's insane.
And my mom was like, "What? They all die?"
Yeah, but how did they get the plan? Oh, because the data transferred.
They transferred it, and then I guess someone did escape because they had to get the plans up on a ship, so they got off the planet. And then that was easily one of the better parts of that movie too, because it was the. They put into a ship, and then Darth Vader pulls up at the end, and everyone's like, "Darth Vader, what?" And Darth Vader pulls up and just starts wrecking house, and it was like easily like the coolest we saw Darth Vader because he doesn't move in like the original like trilogy. He doesn't really do it. Like he doesn't do a lot because like it's like the older movies came out like the 80s, 70s or something, so he didn't really like he's not doing a lot. Like he has his lightsabers like, like even like the first lightsaber fights like so lame when you look back at it like. When you really look back at it, it's just like it's this old dude versus Darth Vader, and they just like they have their lightsabers. They're like,
zoop,
zoop, zoop, and then Darth Vader kills him, and that's it.
Nice.
And then I don't even put spoilers for Star Wars. It's been too long, but
I've heard Star Wars recently has kind of sucked.
Yeah, it doesn't hit. You know, it's just like it just makes some weird choices that just kind of like carry in and like. Like, they made a weird choice that they stick with it for the whole movie. And it's just like, we don't do it. Just don't do it. That's all we want. Like, they gave like Rey just random force powers, and then she's just like absolutely goated, but she really shouldn't be. Like, they gave her like all this force power, and it's like you haven't done anything. Like, you just, it's almost like a kind of a cursed energy thing. Like, she's just born with a whole lot of force power, midichlorians. Anyway, but
What? What was that word? What
midichlorians
does that word mean?
midichlorians word of the day. It's like they can measure how like force sensitive you are, and they're called midichlorians
What
because
is the
like
force again?
like the
Forget I asked.
no, it's like it's just everything. Like, everything has like the
The
it's
force.
literally cursed energy. It's literally cursed
Okay.
energy. Just everything can carry like the force in some way, and you
Is
can
there
tap
force
into
energy and force techniques?
it. Well, I mean, kind of like, because like you can literally harness the dark side, the light side of the force. So you even have like the positive and negative like force, and like, you know, the negative force is more like for the lightning. So like, you know, like if you have the force, you can push and pull stuff. But if you
Gravity.
actually train, gravity. But if you actually train with it, then you can have lightning, but that's more like negative force power. Like, you don't, the good guys don't use
Like
lightning.
Palpatine.
Like Palpatine, he just has little lightning fingers. Yeah, lightning fingers. He took out a whole fleet of ships, like in the newest movie. Even though he's alive for some reason, that's another thing. He shouldn't be alive. Like, he's just, they
How
burned
did they
that.
wait, how did they why did they write that then?
I don't know. Like, they literally had like this really cool bad guy in the first, like, of the new trilogy. That this cool bad guy, he's like
Kylo Ren.
this, no, his boss essentially, like Snoke, he looks like some messed up head, and like they set this guy up. He's the new in charge guy. He's just all big sitting in his chair and stuff. Then Kylo kills him in like the first 2 seconds. Everyone's like, okay, Kylo kills him, Kylo takes over, right? Okay, cool, right? But then like that guy is actually just a clone, and he's like, they could just make another one,
Okay.
give him force powers, and then he just
Okay.
does his thing. But then the Emperor is controlling him the whole time. The Emperor's back because all he did was just make a force clone, grow him up, and then Palpatine like invaded this thing's body, and
Sounds
then
boring.
it was just like, why? Just make Snoke the bad guy. Like, that's all. It was just like silly choices like that. And then like,
Who's writing this?
I don't know who's writing it, but it's not good. It's just like
Who let
not
them
good.
cook?
And then like, that's another one too. So then Palpatine apparently had a kid. Like, when does he have time to do that? He didn't make a kid. He had a clone. They love cloning. So the clone, then the clone dipped out on Palpatine, and then the clone had a kid, and then that's who Rey is. So then Rey is technically
Raised
Palpatine's
Palpatine's granddaughter.
granddaughter.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch
It's
that
just
one.
like, why? Like, just have Rey literally make her own person, then like just have her be like
I
her own
remember when
character.
we tried to have a Star Wars marathon, but didn't. I'm glad that never actually happened. Because I know for a fact if I did watch that, I would be watching all of the Star Wars stuff
Yeah,
now. And I'd just be pissed off from the sounds of what you're
it's
saying.
just not good. Like,
I'd just be like,
it's,
why?
and then like she's just all mean, and then Luke's all mean. Like, we know Luke Skywalker, like the goat Luke Skywalker, and he sucks in the new trilogy. He's
Why?
just some grumpy old guy. He's like, I don't use the Force anymore. And what does he do? Use the Force and absolutely just wreck house after. But anyway, he cut off the Force, but then he like, you can,
Uncut it off.
he uncut it off, and then absolutely finesse Kylo. Easily the best. We'll have to watch that scene later, but easily the best scene. Just finesses Kylo, and then dies. I was like, come
Star
on
Wars is
now.
lame. Star Wars is lame.
Like, I know it took a lot of force energy to do what he did, but like, Luke Skywalker is also known for being able to chuck black holes around, so
Black holes.
it's in like the comics of like Star Wars, so it's like kind of canon, but like, you know, I don't know if it counts as canon. There's a whole thing where it's like half of like the comics was canon, but yeah, at one point Luke Skywalker like summoned a force black hole and threw it and like took out a ship.
Okay.
But then he dies because he force projected himself over like a distance. Then he kills himself.
It sounds like the worst way to die. The lamest way to die.
Like, Like, it's
Sorry, I accidentally force projected myself too far. Damn, I'm dead.
like, I'll give it that. Like, he probably force projected himself like multiple light years, like different solar system type force projected himself, but like, still, why did he die?
His body just couldn't take it anymore.
No, it was actually like, I do remember, I think I did laugh a bit in the theater too. I was like, really?
They just had to write him off
Yeah,
somehow.
no, they really had to write it. He's really just, he's cracked though. He is like just busted,
I mean, if you could throw black fucking oil, I'm pretty
but
sure he'd be pretty cracked.
that was a lot of Star Wars talk for an
Yeah,
anime
that was. That was.
podcast. There's some guy out here just like, I love Star Wars too. This is great.
Why does he talk like that, though?
Because everybody who watches Star Wars sounds like this.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're welcome, one fan who likes Star Wars and anime.
They don't exist.
They do. I exist.
No, you don't.
Other than me, no, they might not exist. But what else do we have on our little agenda to do?
Nothing. That's a good place to cut it.
That's it. After the Star Wars talk.
Yeah. Jokes on you, it actually wasn't recording this entire
that would
time.
be deadly.
I would be
An
deadly. I would just
hour
go home.
and 21 minutes of just not recording.
I feel like this is a good place to cut it.
Oh, we didn't get to talk about Zom 100 though.
Oh no, Zom 100's on hiatus indefinitely. Why? I don't know. I didn't do research. Sorry,
But
guys.
like, I know we will wrap it up, but like the release schedule for Zom 100, I wonder why it was just so like crap. It
Staggered?
was so staggered. I wonder why though.
I
like
don't know, probably
like
because the
it's
anime is too real.
Too real.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Minus
it's
the zombie
pretty.
part, obviously.
Yeah, no, probably the zombie part, right?
Yeah,
That's happening.
actually, yeah, that's happening right now. I mean,
But like,
COVID's coming back.
yeah, I guess. Like, I wonder if that's actually the case. Like, it's just like a sensitive anime, like kind of like. I wonder if that's actually the case though, because it's not like it's like competing with any big animes coming out
No,
right now.
no.
Like,
It's kind of a standalone thing.
yeah,
There's
like, it's kind
nothing
of
really
doing
in
its
this.
own thing. I didn't think it was actually going to be as good as I thought it was going to be, because I've also been known to say I don't like zombie like games, and this like I'm kind of just bored of the whole
Yeah, but
zombie
it's
genre.
more of a fun one.
Oh no, this one's like crazy. Like, I was like sitting watching the second last episode. You haven't seen it, I guess you were saying, right? Yeah, you're behind a
The
couple
episode I stopped
episodes.
at was when they got caught by his old boss,
Oh, so
and then
good.
his boss made him
So
work.
good.
Yeah.
It's just the episode, like something about that show is just so like satisfying. Like, just like yeah, they see the boss. I was like, dang, that's heat. Like, you know, it's just like trauma. He's all just like zombie motive because he's just like, I have to go work for the boss. And then like,
That part kind of pissed me off, but
oh yeah, no, I was like, I think that's the reaction I think they should be going for. Everyone's just like, yo, just leave, dude. Like, why are you like, why are
you've
you
done
trapped
all
in this
this
thing?
just to
Like,
stay here,
yeah, like how are you trapped in this? And then he almost even stayed with them too and stuff. But
bruh.
then like at the end, he didn't even like,
Hey, spoilers. Hey.
what, you didn't see the whole episode?
No,
what?
I got tired. I got bored. He was pissing me off.
You didn't like him? You didn't like
No, he's being a submissive little
yeah,
baby.
the submissive Akira being trapped in a toxic workplace relationship
Akira,
and
leave me alone.
well, just anyway, drop some fire bar at the end that I won't say because I feel like he didn't get that far, I guess. But he dropped like some fire line, but then like they just kind of carried on and stuff. But some of these episodes, like this, have such like a satisfying ending. Like this most second, no, the most recent one, I think. Yes. No, not the second. The
Nobody's
second
gonna
last
fact
one.
check you on this. You can say
Someone's gonna do
whatever.
it. The second last episode,
Okay.
super satisfying. They're trying to get it. They're trying to take a bath. Not even a spoiler. Don't worry about
Trying to
it.
take a bath.
They're trying to. They haven't taken a bath
Sounds
this whole
like doc.
trip.
This sounds like Doctor Stone, bro.
Yeah, they're trying to take a bath, and it was just the episode just ended super satisfyingly. With just
They actually got
they
to take
got
a
to take a
bath.
bath. Wow. Yeah,
Wow.
but it was just
Wow.
like just
Anime
kind
fans, by
of
the way.
yeah.
Anime fans could not relate to that
No,
episode.
yeah, just they all smelled. No, it's good. But yeah, no, it was just a very satisfying ending, just with Akira just talking and saying some things. I don't want to spoil it for you, but
Yeah,
it
no
was just,
spoilers here.
it was a very like peaceful ending to an episode. I was just like, nice.
Satisfying. I might be rewatching Dr. Stone now that I just mentioned it.
Yeah, you
Because that
should.
anime is just gas.
It's so good. I know I already said that story about the bread. I know I told that one
Yeah, I think
already.
you did. I just remember how much fun I had watching that anime because Senku's just like, every episode he's just like, actually, I'm kind of smart.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I can make
And
that.
then the next like two episodes, he's just like, Yeah, I forgot. We actually have like something else to make. And
Yeah.
then just makes it on the
And he
fly.
goes like, oh, we need to do this, but that means we're gonna need this.
This,
Then
yeah.
he does like that whole map just to get
I
there. I'm
love
just
that.
like,
I love that. I
what?
love that.
He's just zooming through making all this stuff right now.
Yeah.
Like the antibiotic episode. I mean, that took a hot minute, but like
Yeah,
when he was
but
trying to
they
make
built up to
antibiotics.
it.
But like, yeah, just that. He's just like, yeah, we just crush up some seashells. Then we're just
Literally
gonna.
just Minecraft.
Yeah, it's just my. And then, oh, what was the one with the. They found like the acid, that gas, the toxic gas. Remember that
Toxic
episode?
gas.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing.
I forget. I know what you're talking about, but I forget.
There's a whole thing because they had it, and then like just like the way that they portrayed like the death as just like some lady in a like just like I don't know.
Oh yeah, where it was
Remember
like a
that? Yeah, it's
ghost
just like
kind of
some
chasing.
ghost lady. Yeah, I just like that. It's just cool like that. It's just
Mm-hmm.
like yeah, it could just be a gas cloud,
Gas,
but I
but
like the idea of like having
no, it's
some
anime.
ghost
It
lady.
can be whatever it
Oh,
wants.
exactly. No, yeah, that you should watch it because the second part's coming out soon.
Yeah,
So,
I've seen season one and two, but I haven't seen
yeah,
season
you haven't
three.
seen the newest one yet. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's right. No, it was good. Yeah, it was good. I
They're on
think
a boat in this season three.
they got a boat.
They're on a boat.
They
Let me
got a
drive the
boat.
boat.
Yeah, they got a boat. They make that boat, by the way.
Of course they do. Did
Yeah.
they go find the One Piece?
They're looking for something. Yeah, I mean, like they are looking for
They're looking
something.
for the One Piece
They're
in Lucky
literally. I
Stone.
wonder if they made. See, I haven't seen One Piece, so I mean, I wonder if they made like a One Piece like reference in there somewhere and like super
Probably.
sneaky. Yeah.
Okay, when I watch season three, I'll let you know if there's
Yeah.
any One Piece
I
references.
will say, they made that boat, and they made a boat. Cool. You know, it does stuff, right? But they made the boat that had like a greenhouse in the boat.
A what?
A greenhouse, like they. And plant stuff like a
Oh,
garden
yeah.
and stuff, and I was like, when did they have time to do that? Like they,
Don't worry about
I
it.
know they always have time, but like,
Don't worry about it.
I was like, they really put a greenhouse on this boat. They're just like, not that they're just making a boat, they're making a boat with stuff like
I
on
like
it,
how they
like.
just like it's like kind of like The Sims for Dr. Stone, where you just like fast forward and then all of them are just doing like the
Yeah.
task, and then it's just like, okay, we're done now.
The only that I think I'm just remembering like the one. One part I was like laughing at was when he made like a light bulb in the forest, and it was like the brightest light bulb I've ever
Known to
seen.
man.
I was like, "What did you just do? You just plugged this into a plant and you turned it on,
Yeah,
and
pretty
it made
much.
a beacon of light? That was
Pretty
nuts."
fucking much.
That's the part I was just like laughing at the most. So that's like, not that that was what like took me out of the anime, but I was just like, "Come on now."
Relax.
Out of all the things, like that's like the only thing that I was just like, all right, hold on, Senku,
Yeah, not
relax.
the fact that he literally remade civilization
No,
just from his memory.
no. It's literally the light bulb is the only ick that
Yeah,
has me in
yeah.
that
Leave it to Thomas Edison, man.
anime. Because that was a big light bulb. That's brighter than literally. I don't think I've seen a light that bright
Just
before.
about 15 million kilowatts.
No, it's the lumens. How bright it is. The
16
lumens.
million humans.
Yeah, no, you should watch Dr. Stone and then.
Yeah, I rewatch it.
Yeah.
I'm still on rewatching my Yuri,
Oh yeah,
but
how's that? Where
it's good.
you at?
I'm in
You started from the
season. I
beginning,
did, and I'm
right?
finishing season five right
That's
now.
crazy. In like
Yeah.
what, a month ish?
Yeah, a month.
Wild.
Not even like maybe like 2 weeks.
What's like what episode exactly? Like
I'm
season six?
on. I just finished the My Villain Academia, episode in season
Mmm.
five.
With Shigaraki doing his thing.
Yeah, Shigaraki's doing his thing.
Fighting Dr. Doofenshmirtz
Yeah,
and
bruh. It's much better than I remember it to be, like a lot better.
Yeah.
The overhaul arc, peak.
Fire.
Peak.
Fire.
Overhaul arc
They
is so
swatted him.
good.
They
They literally, bro,
swatted
the raid? Oh my god. When they started the raid and they were like, man, it's like 8:30 in the morning, we should probably get started. And then they're like, oh, we should probably get ready. And then one of the like overhaul guys literally busts through the front gate and just
that
gets active immediately. And they're all just like, what? And then people
was.
are just like crowding the front. Oh, it's so good.
I
It's
think, oh
so
yeah, we were
good.
talking about that kind of like off camera that one time. I wanted to save it for the podcast because I was like, the main thing, like, as much as like swatting that guy like was dope and stuff, like the reason why they were swatting him
Just for the
too,
one girl.
yeah,
Yeah,
just to save a girl, like
but
not
like in the grand scheme of things, like it
just save
makes
the world,
sense.
like
Yeah. If you're
yeah.
using a small little girl to like make bullets that literally destroy people's quirks,
Yeah, you gotta
you
swat
probably
that.
have to do
You gotta
something.
swat that for sure.
Yeah,
But yeah,
yeah.
no, that was just yeah. Just on top of it being dope, just the reason on why they're swatting the people
It's
is
just
just
funny.
that just makes it way better. I'm just like, yeah, go save that girl.
Yeah.
Go save that girl. Rest in peace, Miriam. Not rest in peace, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was great. I love that. That's my favorite part of
that's
the show.
That's your favorite? So is that your favorite?
Well, just like
we talked about this before.
Just like in general, like rewatching it.
Yeah.
Everything like means more. I don't know. Like maybe like because when I watched it, it's like when it first came out, and then it was spaced out like between drops, and then you have to watch it week to week versus just binging it like however you want. But like it was just so cool, like going back and like. I was talking to someone else about, like, My Hero, and they were like, oh, I don't like Deku as a main character because he's a fucking nerd, and he just gets beat up, and then he thinks about it, and then he gets beat up again, and then he wins. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that's not really true. But then going back and, like, watching it, being like, Deku was a nerd from day one. So, like, if you're complaining about him being a nerd in season 6, like, what show are you watching?
Yeah, that's just his character. Mm-hmm. You're just hating on
him. Yeah, like, he's literally the kid who, like, analyzed everybody's quirks and was, like, writing it down in a notebook. Anytime you ask him about All Might, he's like, like.
Mutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's just super cool.
That's like, just, that's how he beat up Lady Nagant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's just Jutsu.
Like, yeah, because he already knew because he was researching her already, so he knew exactly what to do. What was it? I feel like you mentioned like watching it again kind of made it like a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because like, you understand the story more.
Yeah, I feel like it's also because like you know kind of like what's gonna happen to like like what the future is.
Yeah, so like, you're like more anticipating the build up and you're
Yeah, I kind of like that idea too, because I was at a friend of mine, like, he's only seen the first season of Attack on Titan, and I was like, just for a peace of mind, just stay there.
Just keep rewatching.
Rewatching it, you're fine. Just don't do it, because, like...
It's good. I don't know, the second watch always hits better. Like, I know people say this all the time, but, like...
But it's true, though.
It is absolutely true. Yeah, like, even if you know how something's going to end, like... Watching it the first time, you're like, okay, like, the ending was cool, blah, blah, blah. But watching it the second time, where you actually, like, pay attention to the details. Like, the same thing happened to me when I rewatched Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's good. But then you go back, and all the foreshadowing, all the subtle things, like, when they're spoilers, when they're falling from the tower, and Bertolt is like... But, like, you don't see it because, you like, it's off to the side of the screen, and it's just, like, based off your view. But, like, when you rewatch it, you're like... Stop it right there. Like,
that would have been the stupidest thing you would have done. That could have been...
If you paused it on your first watch?
No, if you actually transformed.
Yeah, you would have just killed everyone.
That would have been the stupidest thing. Like, what was he thinking? He's going to heal anyway.
Maybe he partially transformed. I don't know, but it still would have been stupid.
But even if he partially transforms, he's going to transform from that spot. Because he's not like the Warhammer who like transforms from like...
Spoilers.
Yeah.
spoilers. Cut it.
No, but like,
or we can just mute ourselves.
Yeah, but yeah, like, why was he gonna do that? He would have partially transformed. Maybe he just would have had like a big Titan head. And
I don't know what his game plan was. I could not tell you what his
that was game the dumbest was. Thing.
Just trying to nuke everybody, like.
Yeah, because he can't transform. He does transform without nuking people sometimes. I guess you can just choose. What a weird Titan ability. I wonder how you would like choose, like, when you're transforming, you're like, all right, this style, nuke people, like, and then sometimes
probably just
you, like,
learn to control it.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I just can't
like
imagine.
Armin probably learned to control it through, like, testing with Hanji.
Imagine testing. Imagine trying to, like, all right, guys, I won't nuke you this time.
They probably just tested it offshore or some shit, hopefully.
Because that would be bad.
They put him in a boat and just push him off into the ocean. It's like, all right, aim for like a 5% transformation right now.
I mean, maybe
just does
it
a 15,000%.
I mean, he did. I mean, well, okay. Well, now I'm kind of thinking like
spoilers.
Yeah, now
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm just kind of thinking because like if Armin has Bertolt memories, then like I guess he would know how to transform without nuking people.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess yeah, by default, the Colossal Titans would just instantly be able to know how to not nuke people. Yeah. I guess because. Yeah, I think Reiner said that at one point because Reiner was all in the mood that Bertolt like figured out the Colossal Titan like on his first try because you're supposed to like rage mode the first time too. Mm-hmm. Did Armin go rage mode too? That'd be kind of crazy. I wonder if he went rage mode and like.
What do you mean rage mode?
Like when you first transform, it sounds like it seems like you just like lose it and you just like you don't actually have control over your Titan.
But Bertolt had control the first time.
That's what Reiner said. Yeah, Reiner said he had control the first time. Because imagine trying to, like, subdue
the Colossal
on Marley, too. They don't have the ODM gear. How are they controlling the colossal? Any Titan? How are
cannons.
They? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, how are they subduing any Titan the first time with like their tanks?
They might not even like train on Marley. They might just send them out as soon as they get.
Yeah, they could probably send them in the battle in the first thing and see what happens. Yeah. But yeah, like imagine like the armored Titan just goes berserk on this first transformation. Like, what do you like?
GG.
What like?
GG.
Like, what is the plan?
GG.
I guess we can cut it. I'm hungry though, so I mean. But yeah, maybe like what next episode will be out eventually. I wonder what's gonna be happening next time we have an episode out. I think I
JJK.
Feel like JJK is probably gonna be done when the next episode comes out.
What do you mean?
Like not this episode, but I feel like, and I mean I don't know what type of crazy schedule we're gonna have, but. The next episode we record, and when that comes out, I feel like JJK is going to be, like, done.
JJK is going to be done?
Yeah, because how many episodes
season
do we
two?
Have left? Yeah.
It's going to be 24 episodes.
Oh, so we have, like, a... Do we still have 24, like... Like, how many episodes are we at? I can't remember.
10.
Oh, we're at 10. Oh, we got
14 episodes.
Tons of time. So at some point, it's going to be a crazy week, because we're going to have JJK and Attack on Titan out. I'm like...
I'm going to kill myself on that week.
That's it. I'm taking the day off. And the day after
put
that.
Put it in the schedule.
I am taking the day after Attack on Titan. And
to mentally recover?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm going to need to.
Yeah, I think we all will.
But... So, I mean, hopefully we get another episode out before...
Attack on Titan, the final season, part two. Part two?
Part four. Wait, it's the final season.
Part four
of season four. Yeah,
Attack on Titan season four, the final season, part two, part four.
Yeah, but I guess they did split it kind of in half too, I think. I don't think they call
man
it.
Just release it,
I
bro.
Know, I know.
Also, there's a new Attack on Titan manga coming out soon.
Oh really? Like what, different timeline?
I don't know what it's gonna be. It's just announced recently, like I saw it on Instagram today.
Huh, I wonder why. It's like I feel like something's just let it rest.
More emotional damage.
You have a Boruto thing.
Yeah. I was gonna say like it's Attack on Titan, but it's Eren's kid that he had somehow with somebody.
It's gonna be Mikasa. It has to be.
Sure.
There's no other option. There's no way any, like Mikasa would probably kill whatever girl like ended up with Eren. Ain't no way she would let that slide.
I don't know.
She would not let that slide. I feel like Eren wouldn't let that slide. I know Eren hates her, but I mean like does he?
We are gonna find out on October 19th.
October 19th. That's the official drop. I mean, that's like confirmed.
It's
coming out.
Yeah, it's gonna be this month.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was the 19th. Just vibes.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I'd be down. I'll watch it tomorrow. Let it come out tomorrow.
What if it's actually out today and we just didn't know?
I feel like I would not let that slip past me.
Yeah,
somehow.
But yeah, I feel like we would know. Like we'd see a post somewhere.
Somehow, someone would be, not even like a spoiler either, someone would be saying like, hey, this comes out like tomorrow, because like Crunchyroll and...
Yeah, they always give up. Like,
yeah, updates. Crunchyroll's not going to let that slide. That's like their biggest thing. Did you see that, the award show and Aaron got like best villain and hero?
Of course he did.
Goated. We didn't even introduce ourselves today.
Oh no, they don't know who we are. Oh no. I'm Zach.
Yeah. I'm Zach. I'm also Zach. But I said that one time I was Zach. That was stupid that one time.
I was Zach.
No,
I'm not Zach.
But yeah, I guess we're pretty much done. That was another episode of Winnipeg's best anime podcast.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Someone proved me wrong. Go ahead.
Winnipeg
please.
Might just have only one anime podcast.
Honestly, someone proved me wrong. Someone's gonna send me some like angry tweet, and I'll go on Twitter, and they're gonna be like, oh, well actually I have an anime podcast and technically mine. I'll be like, sure, cool. But like but yeah, I mean if y'all made it this far, because I know they get pretty lengthy, and like depending on just whatever you're doing, some people don't just have a chunk of like hour and a half on their time.
Yeah, but that's when you watch it over a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. But like if you have any like questions, I'm gonna say, like even like something that you want us to like debate on or something like that, like I'd be down to take some of those type of questions, like what are your thoughts on this, and then something like that, you know, whatever, you know. No one responded to our pizza thing. So
not yet.
But anyway, yeah, I'm good. You good?
I am great.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
I like the pauses always get me. Yeah. Peace.